Let's continue with Sefer Amos, Paragimel of Sefer Amos, as we continue the Musar that's being given to Am Yisrael. The parak starts off with talking about Am Yisrael, that I've loved you so much, and that's why I have a special connection to you, and I care about all your misdeeds. And then there are seven rhetorical questions given in this parak with obvious answers. And the it is all an introduction to what follows, and says, if I send Nevi'im, if I send enemies, aren't you supposed to get the message? Isn't it so obvious? And that is the parak, as we have, again, the second half of the Haftorah for Vayeshev, and then we have more in this parak. Amos, remember, is a couple hundred years before, and trying to get Bnei Yisrael, both Yehuda and Yisrael, to do tshuva. So says the parak, Shimu es hadavar hazeh asher dibar Hashem aleichem Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes a Navi is the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's as if the Navi, Shechinim Medaberes Bitol Grono, so to speak, and Hashem talks to Bnei Yisrael, why are you not listening to me? Here, the Navi also says, at first, listen to the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. I'll call HaMishpacha on the entire family. Asher Aleisim Eretz Mitzrayim Lemor. Listen to what happened to the entire family, right? The Pasha's the family. What do you mean family? The nation. So the Mefarshim say here that sometimes a nation is called a family. That is okay. We find other Psukim, says the Radak, Hagai Kulo Nikra Mishpacha. If you look at maybe a deeper idea, Rav Hirsch at the beginning of Shmo says that the building blocks of a nation is family. And that's why at the beginning of Shmos, even though we already knew that the family, the 70 people went down in Parshas Vayigash, the Torah repeats at the beginning of Shmos, because this is the formation of the nation, and the bias, the larger bias of Am Yisrael is formed by little batim, all together on the old stem, and yet each one an independent and separate branch, a separate independent center for a circle of their own. This spirit of the family, with each son builds his home only as a branch of his father's house, which allows every father and grandfather to go on living in children and grandchildren, etc. Wherein lies the secret of the everlasting stem of Jewry. So really, family is the root of Am, and therefore, maybe that's alluded to in this idea of a Kol HaMishpacha. And then Hashem says, Rach Eschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachos Adama. I knew. New Yadiyah is always a lashon of chibur, connection. Rashi says love. Eschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachos Adama. I loved you from more than all the other nations of the world. Al Kain. Again, Mishpachos Adama. I have loved you, and therefore I will punish your sins. So what exactly is the connection between loving and punishing? It seems the opposite. If Hashem loves us, then we shouldn't be punished as much. Rashi, Rakaschem Yadati, Ahavti, V'yatem Peshatim Bi. But I loved you, but you sinned against me. Al-Kain, therefore, I need to punish you. Meaning, according to Rashi, there's a phrase missing in the Pasuk, right? I loved you, you've sinned, and therefore, Efkod Aleichem, I have to take it out upon you. Rashi says, but look in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak, where this question was posed to one of the Amoraim. The Gemara tells us on the Dalet Amud Aleph, Mishtabeach Lu Rabbi Yavo Lemine. Rabbi Yavo was once talking to a certain heretic about Rav Safra, and he said that Rav Safra is a great man, the Adam Gadalhu. So they didn't make Rav Safra pay taxes for a number of years. Shavchu Lemichse Tefasashan, in 13 years. Yom Achad, one time, this heretic met Rav Safra finally, this great man, and he asked him Akashi. He says, what's Pshat of this Pasuk? In Amos, Rak Eschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachos Adama, Al Kein Efkod Aleichem Kol Avonoseichem. So he asked the heretic, Man De Islei, Sisya Barachme Masigle, right? Somebody who has Bisha. What does that mean? Zam. Somebody gets angry. Barachme Masigle. If you love somebody, basically our question, then do you hurt them? Do you throw your anger at them? Ma'al Rashi says there, Ma'aleo al Oavo Vinam Zoafim. So what does this mean? Ishtek Vlamalov Lamidi, Serbi Avo didn't, Rav Safra didn't say anything. And the min got upset. This is what you call a great person. I didn't make him pay for 13 years. Romale Sudri Bitsavari starts choking him. Starts putting a suda around his neck, become entirely, and was painting him. Asa Rabbi Yavo, thank God, just happened to be walking by right there, that moment. Ashkachinu. And he found him. Amrlo Amaikam Tsarusle. What are you doing to him? Amrle Vlav Amar Ladam Gadalhu. You told me he was a great man. Lo yada lemeimer lan pirusha dai psuka. He can't even give me pshat of the pasuk. You say he's a great man. Amar lehu, he says, Amar dami lehu betanoi, bekroi mi amar lehu. An amazing line. I told you Torah Shebal Peh is great. I didn't tell you about Torah Shebichsav. a machar that even in the days of old, right, they knew Shas better than they knew Tanakh. Amrule, Maishna da Atunya de Atitun. What about new? What do you mean? How do you know Pshat? Amrule, Anand de Shachachin and Gabaychud. I have a lot of interaction with you heretics. I have to know Tanakh. Ramino na Nafshin and Mainin. I mean, we all have to know Tanakh, but I make it my business. In Alomainu. Amrule, Man le Ma'at. So tell me, what's Pshat of this Pasik? So Amrule, I'm Shalachem Mashal. So Rebbe Avohu gives him a mashal. What's the mashal? Somebody's owned money by two different people. One of them is his good friend and one of them is his enemy. The one that he loves, he takes little by little. He takes little by little, and after a while, the loan is paid up and it didn't feel it as much. So no, nifer menu basachas. But the one who he hates, he just waits and waits and waits, and then boom, one day he just takes the whole thing and it's much more painful. Says Rashi, Kain Yisrael, nifer menu gadosh baruch hu eskola v'nosei b'olam hazeh, Hashem takes our avonos, our punishments for avonos in olam hazeh, kedei sheyizku liyom hadin, so that will be zoche to the yom hadin. And ovdei kochavim, eino nifer mehen klal, kedei latardim in olam haba, ovdei kochavim, wait, the idolaters, Hashem gets them paid back. So Hashem loves us, and therefore he gives us punishments la'alai. It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Brachas, on daf hey, where Kadosh Baruch Hu, that daf is all about Yisurin, if you remember, and if somebody has Yisurin, yifashbis v'maso, yashbis v'maso, at the end of the day, if nobody can find out what the Yisurin are for, biyadua sheyisurin. So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is miyaser those. The Radak says, Pashup Shah, if you love somebody, then you care about them more. Parents often tell their children, why am I allowed to do this? Why aren't I allowed to do this? I say, I care about you. You're my child. You're the one I have to discipline. You're the one that I have to care for and focus on. So that's what Hashem says. You are the one that you are closest to me. Lefishim krovim ilai an shem alavonam. So I'm going to punish them. And svivav nisara ma'od quotes the pasuk in the Radak quotes here. The Abarbanel says again, expanding, but the same idea. It's a beautiful idea, but a very deep idea. Hashgacha pratis is a double-edged sword, says the Abarbanel. We have to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Hashgacha pratis. He takes us out of Mitzrayim. He gives us the Makos. He gives us the Kriyas Yamsav Ma'amidar Sinai. But it's a double-edged sword. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking closely at us, so then he looks at the package. Shar ha'umos eini mashgiach b'hem hashkacha pratis. Lachein lo abit b'chal avonoseim la'anishem alayim. Aval eschem yadati hashkacha pratis. I knew you, I loved you with special direct hashkacha. Vishkachti v'hashkacha si b'chem yoser mi b'kol mishchos v'adama. V'osa maila asher asisi imachem b'rov yediyah v'hashkacha te'afecha ta'aleichem l'ra'a. It's a double-edged sword. Sha'abit v'ashkiyah gamkin, b'kol avonoseichem, ki b'yos enai v'libei b'chem kol ayamim, me'os ha'ashkochi yischai v'yimashich sha'abit gamkin b'chol avonoseichem. So we have to recognize, it's a privilege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mashkiyah chanas b'chol pratu prat, but it's also a responsibility. So that's the pasuk that Amos says, Hashem says, Aschem yadati mikol mishpachas ha'adama, efkod aleichem eskol v'raseichem. And now comes the seven rhetorical questions. Hayelchu shnayim yachtav, biltiyim noadu? Could two people come together without, you know, planning it beforehand? Two people, dafka, happened to be a coincidence that they came. Rashi says, maybe it's referring to the Nevi'im got prophecy. That just happened. Right? Maybe it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Navi coming together. The Malbim says that each of these seven psukim are paralleling later psukim in the parak and in the next parak. So this is referring to the first one when it talks about nations of the world coming to attack and look at Am Yisrael. You think that just happened? They came together because I planned them to come together. Hayishag Aryeh Bayar, when a lion roars in the forest, v'teref lo, he doesn't have his prey in his mouth. A lion only roars when there's prey in the mouth. Rashi says this is either referring to Nebuchadnezzar, that's the, he's going to roar, or it's referring to Nevua Biyad the Nevi'im, in the mouth of the Nevi'im. When a Navi has Nevua, he has to let it roar, he has to let it out, it overflows, he can't stop it, and you're trying to sell him not to. As we had in the last parak, you're telling the Nevi'im, Lo Tinavu? You can't say that, it's like a lion has to roar. Says Rashi, they wouldn't have this Nevua unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. And therefore, you have to listen to them. Remember, we didn't focus on it last time in the last parak. But the Chinuch says it's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. Mitzvah top kuf tes zayin. The Sefer HaChinuch says it's a mitzvah daraisa to listen to neviim. Shenes tavenu l'shmoa b'kol kol navi mi neviim b'chol mashiit tavenu. Afili yitzavu usanu latzos behefach mitzvah achas mina mitzvahs. Even if he tells us to do the opposite of a mitzvah, afilu hirba mehem lefi Shah, or he adds on a mitzvah for a moment, except for Avodah Zarah, we have to listen to him. Ki be'emes, achashu navi emes, kol kol nasa l'tova. Everything is there, l'chazek hadasu, l'hamin b'shem baruch hu, and therefore we have to listen. Mishar she'a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to people who have perfected themselves. The chiddush continues, tachlis ma'ilas ha'adam, yasagas ha'nevuah, that's the tachlis, the highest level. U'ma'atim mibnei ha'olam, zochim bo. Very few people are zochet to such high levels. Va'olam elak, yasulam gadol ma'od raglo baris v'rosho ma'giyah shamayma. That it goes all the way to heaven, and therefore one has to work very hard and have their whole life, you know, trying to work on this. But there's a mitzvah that we have, as Am Yisrael, we have to listen to the Nevi'im. That's where the Minchas Chinuch has the big discussions of all the halachas of Nevu'ah. He talks about the Isser of Kovesh Nevu'ah. So there's no separate Isser counted in the 613, but it's based on a drasha in Maseches Sanhedrin that Kovesh Nevu'ah is an Isser for the Navi, because it's something natural. You have to work hard to hold it back. So that's why the Pasuk says here, according to Rashi, Terafeli trying to hold back his Nevu'ah. Okay, so back to the psukim. Would a lion roar without his prey? Hayitin kfir kolo mim onoso. A younger lion, bilti im lachad, would he scream out and roar if he didn't catch something? Hatipol tipor apacha aret umoke sheinla. Will a bird shoot down if there's no trap? Hayala pachman adam of alacho loyoko. Would a trap shoot up if there was nothing in there? If there was no animal that was caught? Right, the mafarshim say here that there's an onesh. There's going to be an onesh. Mida keneged mida. Im yitaka shofar ba'ir va'am le'ayah charadu. Shall a shofar be in a city and an am won't be scared? So that is a reference to, Pashas is a shofar, but let's just finish the pasuk. Im tiara ba'ir v'ashem lo asa. That's really the ultimate goal of all of these rhetorical points. If evil happens, it's not from Hashem, as the pasuk says in Eicha, mipi elyon lo teitzi haroz v'atov. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here specifically, im taka shofar ba'ir v'am le'ayah charadu. We know shofar has a special idea and connection. We know the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Interestingly, that this is not in Hilchos Shofar. In Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam is the pure halachist, the mitzvah that I have to do. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, of course, talks about the remez of the shofar. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis and Gimel. That's where he talks about it. All the different aspects of tshuva. Perek Gimel Alach Adalan. Avo bishet kiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras Hakasev. Even though shofar is a Gzeiras Hakasev, remez yeshbo. But there is a remez. Klomar umur yishenim yishinaskem. What's the remez? It's a message. Right? Wake up, you sleepyheads, from your sleep, sleepwalking through life. Yakitzu nedamim mitarei maskev v'chipchu maseichem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru barachem. Remember your Creator. Elu ashochem esemes b'avol yazman, and they just sleepwalk through life. Habitu l'nafsho seichem eitivu darcheichem. Act properly. Life is too short for this, to wasting it away. And that's what the Rambam says. We have to focus on the messages of shofar. But that's also alluded to in this pasuk. Would there a shofar go out in the city and there won't be people scared? Reb Nevenzel writes when he talks about Maimon Har Sinai in Parshas. Where does he talk about this? In Bamidbar, here on page Mem Dalid, the Rav Nevenzel discusses that when it comes to Maimed Har Sinai, there he's talking, why is this in Bamidbar, Parshas Nasu, he's talking about carrying the Aron. He says, just like carrying the Aron is a special privilege, but it's also something dangerous, meaning you have to be very careful, do it properly. We know that from Uzzah. We know that from when it came back to Beit Shemesh, the Aron. But just like that applies to the Aron Hashem, it also applies to the Torah Hashem. And that is why, by Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us closeness, but wanted us to recognize also the distance that there needs to be. He writes on page Ayin Dalet, B'maman Matan Torah, Shehihi Makar HaKadusha Olam. That's the source of all kedusha. Hidgish Hashem sakana zu shebekirva lakodesh. V'tzad echad. On the one hand, Yotzei Hashem imiksas mirivos malachim. Hashem came to Maimon Har Sinai with all of his thousands of malachim. Kechasam likras kala. And even b'makam sheyisol yamtinu lavo ashchina. Not only was Bnei Yisrael, didn't they have to come? Hashem waited. Hashem bechvodo kavyachol mamtin l'talmidav sheyavo. Hashem went first. Hashem was waiting. So it's unbelievable love and affection shown. Avo meidach. Tzorach laharos lahem gamis asachana shebakodesh. Right, there had to be a fence. Moshe had to be warned again. V'lachein marin lahem eish, ashan, arafel, kolos, uvrakim, v'kol ha-shofar ba'azneim, and the kol shofar, as we know, and he quotes our pasuk in Amos, and we talk ha-shofar ba'ir, v'am la'yicharadu, and you're shofar, they're scared. V'kol kach lama, because we have to realize, it's not all fun and games. It's not all, You know, obviously, Derechei Darchei Noam, but it comes with responsibility. She'ein ze dai lomar nase b'nishma, v'lashuv l'seder achayim shahaya adko, l'chayim ne'imim chasrei mashma'ut miyuchedet. No, it has to do with fulfillment. Fulfillment means responsibility and commitment, and that's what we have to have, and that's what the shofar was trying to imbue into them. The Medrash also, can't do this pasuk without it, the Medrash, the Yalkut says on this pasuk, maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Yalkut says, "Yemitka shofar ba'ir beRosh Hashanah va'amo yecharadu el Yisrael." There's a special connection between this pasuk and Rosh Hashanah and Am Yisrael. Right, even though on Rosh Hashanah, kol bayolam, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, all human beings will be judged, but only Am Yisrael has the shofar. Only Am Yisrael has this wake up call. The Afagav, even though they all have it, the Rinas Yitzchak discusses this Yalkut of why it's dafka for Am Yisrael, really, right? There's no mitzvah shofar for the Umos Olam, but we are the one that has this wake-up call, dafka, on Rosh Hashanah. So again, continuing the psukim. Ki lo yasa Hashem Elokim davar. Hashem doesn't do anything unless it's thought out, kaviyachol, ki im gila sogala sodo, elavadam adaviyim. And he tells the prophets, he tells the Neviyim, getting back to that problem, that chet at the end of the previous chapter, that not only do they do bad, but Hashem sent Neviyim to help them. And not only did they not want to not listen to the Nevi'im, they didn't literally want to hear the Nevi'im. And that's why they tell the Nevi'im, as we had at the end of the previous parak, "Val Nevi'im tzivisem lomar lo tinavu." I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, not just hear it and they don't listen. Continuing, Pasuk Ches, "Arye shog milo yira," when a lion roars, who is not in fear? "Hashem Elokim diber milo yinave," Hashem speaks, who will not prophesize? Meaning the Navi has to say what he heard, and he can't hold it back. But Aryeh Shog, the Baali Musar, talk about this. Aryeh Shog, Aryeh, a lion roars milo yira. Aryeh maybe stands for Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, or Yom HaKippurim and Hoshana Rabbah. Aryeh Shog, when the lion roars, and the mashal is given, it's quoted here in the Ilahe Moadai, that let's say somebody is walking down the street, and they meet a lion on the street. They'll go scared, they'll scream, they'll run away. And yet when we go to a zoo, when we go to a place where we could visit lions, that's the first place we go to. And we want to see the lions, and we go and we try to like get them to stand up or get them to roar. What's the difference? Why in the first case is one scared and one runs away and you can't be near the lion? And here in the zoo, it depends if there's a mechitza between the lion and me. If there's a mechitza, if the lion's over there and I'm over here, then the lion's not scary. There's a separation, there's a moat, there's a fence, not a problem. If the lion and I are together, are in the same area, that's very scary. Aryeh Shog, so that's the message of that time of year. Elo, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when the lion roars, Milo Yira. Our job is to break down the mechitzas between Elo, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If Elo's over there, Rosh Hashanah's over there, and I'm over here, then it's not scary, it's not a problem. But when we take it seriously, and we're connected to it, Aryeh Shog, Milo Yira, that is very scary, Milo Yinave. The Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Nun Tes Amei Beis, quotes a story that this pasuk was used in. The Gemara says that there was the Kesar, says Rav Yishua ben Chananya, a couple of questions that he asked him. The Caesar says, "Aryeh Shog, when the lion roars, my Rabuse, Hashem is compared to a lion, but Persha Katal Aryeh, but a man, a swordsman, could kill a lion. So why is God compared to a lion? If a lion's not so great, he can be killed. So Amalei, says Rav Yishua ben Chananya, lav kahay Aryeh Masel, not to a regular lion. Ka Aryeh de Be'iloi Masel. No, it's like the lion of Be'iloi, Hashem is compared to. Amalei bina de Mischas is Le'idili. I want to see that type of lion. Amalei, says Rav Yishua ben Chananya, lo Masel Chaz is Le'idili. You can't. Amalei Ivracha, I want to. Send me. So by Rachme is Akami Duchte. So what happened? Rav Yishua ben Chananya davened, and it started coming closer. Isakar miduchte started coming, came from its spot. Kevi marchik abramei aparsi, when it was only 400 parsos away, it let out a roar. Afilu kol mavarta, anyone in the world, they all miscarried. Veshur adroaminafel, and the walls of Rome fell down. Adarecha tlasmei aparsi, when it was 300 parsos away, it let out another roar, and everybody's teeth fell out. Nasser kichi vishini de gavri, vafu nafel mikirsay la'ara, and he, This Caesar fell off his throne to the ground. And he says, you know, send it back. Send it back, I've had enough. And he did, and it went back to its place. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was compared to a lion, but to know what type of lion Hashem is compared to. Continuing, Pasuk Tes. Hashmiu al Amaros Vashto. Now getting back to what's going to happen to Am Yisrael. Val Amaros Beres Mitzrayim. Stand up and make it scream out on the palaces of Ashdod and Mitzrayim. Means there is Plishtim and Mitzrayim, the Imru. What are they supposed to say? So the Abarbanel says, even though they're Rishoyim, and they're not righteous, they can look at the Rishos that we're doing, and even they will be awed. Or the Mitzudas David says, it's an encouragement for them. Don't be scared of Am Yisrael. The Imru Hey Asval Hari Shomron Rumu Humos Rabos Pesocha. Look at all of the confusion that's in Am Yisrael. Va'ashukim Bekirba, and the downtrodden. V'lo Yadu Asas Nechochonim Hashem. They don't know how to do anything right. Hashem says Rachman Litzlan. Hashem loves us, but he's so to speak Kaviyachol telling the other nations, you have all rights to come and attack. Ha'otrim Chamas Vashod Barmanosehem. Right, the with the treasure houses are full of robbery and stolen goods. Lachain Kamar Hashem Elokim Tsar Usviv Haaretz Va'orid Mimech Uzeich V'Navozer Armanosayach. Your palaces will be taken away and broken. The Malbim, by the way, says we don't find in history that Mitzrayim and Plishtim ever got together to attack us. So where is this in Tanakh? So the Malbim says not every battle is written. Right, it could be, he says, when Asher came, when this came, if there was ever any freedom for the other nations to attack, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Kohamar Hashem, says the Malbim. Kasher Yatzila Roed, just like a shepherd, if a lion takes a sheep and a shepherd could hardly save any part of the sheep, a little bit, Kenyan Aslo B'nai Yisrael, so too the Churban. Once the Churban happens, we'll be sent to the Gullus, just a few Jews will be left. And again, forecasting it hundreds of years before, which they didn't believe it. They didn't believe the Beis HaMikdash would ever be broken. Shimu V'yayidu B'Beis Yaakov, Num Hashem Elokim, Elokei HaTzvakot, Hashem says, of Yom Pakti, Pisha Yisrael Alav, when I take punishment for all the sins, I will not take punishments only for the people, but obviously, Vakadi al Mizbechos, all the altars, the Mizbechos that they gave to Avodah Zarah, V'nigdu Karnos HaMizbeach. The Karnos HaMizbeach, the corners of the Mizbeach will be taken off. Why the corners? The Radakas Dudeos, either the corners hold up the rest of the Mizbeach, or the corners are the places where they were Zorei the Dam to the Avodah Zarah. Either way, Hashem says, I'm going to get rid of it all. The Kasi Beis HaChoref, Al Beis HaKayetz, and I will get rid of all their houses, even those that were affluent, that had two different houses. V'avdu Batei HaShein, they will, all the houses of Shein will get lost. What's the houses of Shein? So we know Shein, there is no elephants in the Tanakh, but Shein is understood to mean the ivory tusks of the elephants. So whenever it says Shein, Rabbi Slifkin points this out in 162, 163, right? The elephants were, in Perek Shira, elephants say Marabu Masech Hashem. That's the animal that gets Marabu. We're just used to elephants, but elephants are an unbelievable wonder of creation. Again, we're so used to it, but really, it should get a bracha. But so to speak, says the pasuk here, but Shane, this is an allusion, not allusion, just a reference to the elephants, pashtus, v'safu batim, rabim no mashem. Hashem says, but all of the houses with all of this in it will be destroyed during the time of the Churban. Okay, we'll stop here. This takes us through Paragimel, a third of Amos, 9 prakim. This was Paragimel.